Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
This Back to Us Radio podcast is sponsored by Audible.com. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you like. Sign up for your free book today from audiblepodcast.com/backtous.
It's Tuesday, time to talk and play. Reg and Dave, co-host I and Kay. Talk our way, curse we may. Laugh always, pull up a chair and stay. Table talk, y'all.
Yeah.
I cannot.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is not what I'm talking about. I cannot deal with that theme song anymore after this week.
We spent 10 minutes trying to find a new one and just said, screw it, we'll go with the original.
Man, come on. Well, welcome to Table Talk, everybody. I'm comedian Reggie Jackson, and that was quite possibly the worst intro song ever of all time. And joining me, as always, is Mr. David Young.
Hey, hey.
What's happening, Dave? What's been going on? We've been gone for a couple weeks.
I know. Surely something must have happened.
What if I said nothing happened?
What if I was like, I've been sitting on the couch for the last 3 weeks eating bonbons.
Chilling. Actually, last week was my birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Thanks. It wasn't exactly... Oh, good.
I was trying to clap with
that
one hand.
That was great. It wasn't exactly the week turning 40 that I would have... liked.
Yeah.
I had...
Why is that?
Well, for one thing, my birthday was on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Sunday night, my best friend Shasta and I were like, let's go have a couple of drinks.
Right.
Two or three drinks. Yeah. And then at 5:30 in the morning, I came home. And we started at a bar, and then we went to a place that I think it was a club in my mind, but then as I play it back, I feel like it was like a hookah bar I was just dancing in the middle of, screaming, it's my birthday.
You were just the only one trying to turn up?
I was the only turn up in that bar, I think. And so the whole next day, that was Sunday, so Monday was my show, so the whole... She's in my bag today. Oh yeah, she's chilling. The next day was my comedy show. I was hungover until freaking 4 o'clock. I slept till 4 because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And then when you know this because you came over.
I got
to my
there
place.
At like what 5:30 or something.
At my house?
Yeah.
No.
Or maybe it was a little bit later.
It was later than that.
Okay.
It was like 8.
Oh, okay.
But when you got there, like, you came in, our friend Adam came in, my friend Danielle came in, and y'all were like, beer, let's party, and I was in so much pain.
Yeah, I do remember that.
When you guys showed up, I had all my makeup on, I had beat face, but I had on pajamas and a t-shirt.
And you were kind of moaning on the couch.
I wanted to just lay there. So then I go to do the show, it was at Cloud Nine, shout out to Cloud Nine. That was awesome, they had me out, Tyler. And everything, we had like just an awesome time. But I'd laid on the wall most of the night in the back and waited for my chance to get on stage.
Yeah.
So I wasn't feeling
that
performance.
And then dipped out immediately. No, it went well.
I don't feel like I killed it.
It went well.
I feel like I rocked it to sleep. I don't think I killed it. I think I took a nap.
Rocking it to sleep sounds worse than bombing.
It was pretty. Just everybody. Pretty, not my best energy. And then I get that out of the way. Then, we had dinner at Genki, which is my favorite sushi place in Atlanta.
That was delicious.
You love the food? What did you end up getting over there?
I got a rice bowl with fried chicken and some kind of sauce. I don't know what that sauce was, but it was amazing.
Yeah, they're so good. I think, I got the Spider-Man roll.
Yeah, of course.
Hello. And I got the Himalayan roll. Yeah. Anytime you can get anything with like soft shell crab, tempura shrimp, cream cheese, you're safe.
Yeah.
In life, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't really like sushi. I feel like I'm the only guy on the planet who doesn't like sushi. And they were giving me a hard time about getting fried chicken at the sushi place. But
well, I mean, as long as it was good, that's all that matters.
It was good.
Yeah, so we had wine and drinks there. And then you and I went back to my house and watched TV and just drank beer.
That sounds a whole lot more eventful than it was. That's literally what happened.
No, yep. That's really what happened. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So the next, well, the night before on my birthday, I didn't get the call. But the next day, I checked my messages, and I had a phone call from this guy that is, I have been in love with this guy literally since college. And we have been messing around for 17 years.
Wow.
I have successfully managed to be a side chick.
Since I was in preschool.
Well, I can't say side chick because he's not dating anybody.
Okay.
So, it's like most of the time he wasn't dating anybody.
That's
so
more than a side chick.
I can't say side chick. Booty call.
Yeah. That seems right.
Front burner bitch, I think.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever called anyone that, but that seems oddly right.
The back burner bitch ain't no good.
Yeah.
No, that ain't the position.
Yeah.
So, 17 years we've been messing around, and he lives in another state now. And he flew here, and then he left the next day to go out of the country for a week.
Does he listen to this show?
I don't know if he does or not. That's why there's no names and no identity of states and or countries. So anyway, I don't think he does. And he's out of the country right now. He would have to come back here, download this. What are the chances? I'm not saying anything that I would care for him to hear anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in love with him. I've been in love with him for a long time. Pretty sure he knows that. Pretty sure everybody that we've been friends with for that long knows that. No big secret. We messed around, then I moved to D.C., and he moved to another state and began another relationship. And then when I moved from D.C. down here, that mop lived down here. So then we picked back up. So I haven't seen him in a couple of years since I was here with Circus, right, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So he comes in, we go out, we have, like, it's an awesome time. And then we go to dinner. And I ate at two places on Thursday. I ate at a new place that's around the corner from my house that Restaurant Impossible apparently had some part of. And
is that a reality show?
Yeah, it's a reality show where they go in and redo the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Gotcha.
So I took a picture so I'd be able to remember the name of this place, and I don't have it.
Wait, where was it? You said
it's right around the corner. It's like on Glenwood.
Oh.
And it's back in this area that is like, it's a very Muslim area. The restaurant's like right next to a Muslim, I don't know if I'm supposed to say church, but
Mosque.
So I ate there and it was pretty good, right? So then after I picked my friend up from the airport, I went to...
What'd you eat?
I had a Philly cheesesteak
okay.
with a lot of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. I don't know about that.
None of that is what I would expect at a mosque place.
And then they have these cornbread, kind of something another, cornbread balls that's supposed to be their signature. And I got those, and they were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So then my friend and I, after I picked him up from the airport, I said, hey, Brickstore Pub in downtown Decatur stays open until 2 o'clock. It's one of my favorite places to eat. Let's go down there. What I didn't know was they closed the kitchen at 12, and we got there at 11:45. So I ordered the pierogies with the cream sauce and the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And he got trout, and his was really great. And mine was pretty good, but I could kind of tell that, like, those noodles were... You know, it was a microwave situation. And so I've gotten food at... I love Brickstore, but I've gotten food at Brickstore before that I know was old.
Oh.
And the manager came out and was like, hey, you're right. That was an old bat of whatever.
Yeah.
So my taste buds with them are pretty decent.
Yeah.
So I go home. Have a great night.
Beep. Scene missing.
My friend, the guy that I was talking about, I will colorfully call him Mr. Big, because in Sex and the City, the guy that Carrie is messing with on and off for 10 years, his alias is Mr. Big, and you don't even know his name until the end.
Okay.
Like till the movie. But Mr. Big he was teasing me, and he was like, man, you haven't really cooked anything in years. And I was like, don't act like I don't throw down, whatever, whatever. And he was like, I said, I almost made you dinner tonight when you got off the plane. But then I was like, it's easier just to go get some food. And I'm like, but I got stuff to make breakfast in the morning. Come on forward. So you know how I am about breakfast. I got the side chick breakfast. I'm really excited about, like, that I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
I bought this pancake mix I never had before, and I'm not right off Franken cakes, I think it's called, or something. It's not what you think it is, like a scary Halloween-y thing.
Okay.
And it says on the front of the box it's like the best pancake mix in the world. So it's $6 for this box. Like, it's preposterous to pay $6 for a box of pancake mix. But I was just so, I wanted everything to be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get that. I get eggs. I get sausage. Unbeknownst to me, he doesn't eat red meat or pork anymore. So I said, now you'll just have eggs and pancakes. So I make this food for us and sit down at the breakfast table to get ready to eat. And he looks at me and he says, are you nauseous? And the second that he said that, I went in the bathroom and I threw up.
Wow.
I threw up for a long enough time for him to eat two very large $6 pancakes and four eggs. Like, I was just in the bathroom letting it go. I proceeded to be sick for 2 days with what I am completely attributing to some sort of fucking food poisoning. Sorry about that. You're going to have to beep it out later.
All right.
Some kind of food poisoning. I was in bed for 2 days. And so then I get up on freaking, what was it, Sunday? What was that? I was in bed Thursday, Friday. I get up on Saturday morning. I'm like, I feel great.
Yeah.
This is the first time all week that I've woken up. I'm not hungover. I'm fine. I've got enough liquid in me. I've drank 40 gallons of Gatorade, 10 million gallons of water. I go outside to start my car. And my car sounds like I have a 1967 Hemi engine in it.
And that it is not.
And that it is not.
Oh.
And so my car broke down. That was my 40th birthday. I had food poisoning. Love of my life came in. Show, dinner. It was not. It was
eventful.
It was the best of times and the worst of times, David.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad.
The best of times and the worst of times. So now I'm in a conundrum when my friend comes back, because I really want to have a conversation with him that includes us trying to date.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him. Here's what I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say at least 30 days we'll say that we're dating. You live in a state that is nowhere near here. And then in 30 days, you can just call me and say, hey, I don't think this is working out. But I realized at 40, after having sex with this person for 17 years, that I can't say I was his girlfriend once.
Yeah, you could at least do that as a formality, just so you can talk about him as your ex-boyfriend rather than this dude
Mr.
I've
Big.
Been messing with for 17 years.
17 years.
That's a long time.
That is preposterous.
Yes, it is.
I
did that kind of formality thing with one girl back in college that I was only dating for like 6 months. Well, we were messing around for like a year and a half, and then at the end of it, we were both graduating and parting ways, and geography was not going to let it happen. So I said, let's just officially date this week so that I can talk about you as my ex-girlfriend, not that girl I happen to be hooking up with.
And that was very effective.
Yes, it was.
Did you feel different that week? Did you feel like that week you were like, I'm in a relationship?
A little bit, yeah, but it always had the kind of doomed cloud over it the entire time because we both knew it wasn't going to last. Just out of logistical reasons, which is maybe even more depressing than when it ends otherwise.
If he would be open to a long-distance relationship, I would be about that life.
Yeah, long-distance relationships I've tried and failed and I'm done with forever.
I don't know. He's got enough money to rack up enough air miles to make this happen.
Well, that helps.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually told you this or not, but the last few days and all the ridiculousness, I have been in the kitchen a little bit more, and I have decided that although my first book is not published yet, I'm going to start working on a second book, and it's going to be a cookbook.
Okay. You have that many recipes?
I feel like I can do it.
All right.
I feel like I do. I'm going to start working on it.
Yeah.
And then I can just, it's one of those things where I can always compile and pull. And, you know, there's a lot of recipes that I'm 40 and I've been cooking for 20 years, you know, when my mom gave me my first little cookbook. And the chili recipe that was in that first cookbook that my mom gave me when I was 18, when I moved out and got married, that chili recipe, I've continued to make that same chili recipe for the every year. And every year I add something different to it or take something away from it. So it's like the best chili in the world, as far as I'm concerned. But it's like old recipes like that. My chili recipe and for sure that my sweet potato chicken lasagna, stuff like that. I made a red velvet cake with fresh strawberries the other night.
Yeah, you could go section by section. You got an appetizer, main course, and dessert there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been...
three recipes. Put the book. Let's write it up.
Yeah. Have you watched the show Chopped?
Yes.
I've been kind of binging that since they put it on Netflix recently, and that's kind of inspired me. The only adjustment I've made since watching it this time around has been I started putting salt in the pasta water because one time one guy made a pasta dish and all three of the judges were like, "Oh my God, you must have killed someone. You didn't salt the pasta water. That's the worst thing you could ever do." So
I always salt the pasta water and I don't know why I do it.
Yeah, well, there is some science to it. I don't know the science. I want to say it has something to do with the pasta doesn't stick to itself, and I think it absorbs the sauce better. And also, you're supposed to drop it immediately after the pasta is cooked. You're supposed to drop it immediately in hot sauce, not cold sauce, hot sauce, not hot sauce, but you know. Hot temperature sauce. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know if I tasted the difference when I started doing that, but I'm doing it now and I feel more like a cook as I eat spaghetti with ragu.
A lot of times when I'm making my pasta, I'll drop other stuff in it. I'll drop oregano in it or basil. In the water. I feel like it infuses the noodles as it's cooking it and it smells great.
Okay.
So even when you pull the noodles out, they still have those cooked herbs on them.
Okay.
So I do that a lot.
I do usually put basil on them too, so I might try that. Because I usually do it afterward.
You should. We should write the cookbook together, Dave.
All right.
What are we going to call our book?
Reg and Dave co-write.
Reg and Dave, laugh and play, cook all day, pull up a book and stay.
Reg and Dave co-write pie and souffle.
Huh? It's going to be, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to work on it.
Yeah.
It's not time for me to brainstorm.
Yeah, because I've got a handful of good recipes, too, that are unique.
I think you and I are the only ones that cook. With the tabletop bunch.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know about Ty. I don't know. He's a dad. He probably cooks something.
He's a dad, but I think he cooks dad stuff.
What, like
chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. The first place we both went. Yeah.
Which is completely fine.
Yeah.
IJS.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start. That's it, Dave. Start putting some recipes together.
All right. I have a folder in my email full of recipes.
And take pictures.
All right.
And let's work this out.
We'll become millionaires.
And we'll do Table Talk the Cookbook.
There we go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let the genius slide through us today, Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I talk to Jesus that close to a yarmulke? For you guys that don't know, on Dave's desk, he has a yarmulke and a boomerang. I don't even know. I don't know. The last time I was Jewish in Australia. But I guess. oddly bizarre, Dave.
It helps the boomerang come back to me.
The yarmulke?
Mm-hmm.
You're tripping. So do you think that I should tell, like, have this conversation with Mr. Big?
Yes. What do you stand to lose? Hooking up a couple times?
I don't know. I mean, I know regardless of whatever I say or regardless of what happens, we're still going to be friends because we have history.
Yeah.
But it's like the best sex in the world. When you have sex with the same person for 17 years, like, it's really good. I don't know why people... If we'd have got married way back then...
You mean because you learn the ins and outs of each other, no pun intended.
It's funny.
And you know what people like and what they don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't get it. Like, if we've been having sex for 17 years, what about people that get married and are like, oh, we don't have sex anymore after blah, blah, blah.
Maybe if it's once you have sex for 34 years, you lose interest. Or if they were never that good to begin with and they're not very good at picking up on cues and likes and stuff.
I wouldn't have sex with somebody for 17 years that wasn't any good at picking up on cues.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm not accusing him of that.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. I'm letting you know from where I am.
Yeah.
He's just a cool dude. Like, in college, like, he was, like, that guy. He's just cool. Like, everybody likes him. He's just cool.
Yeah.
So, I'll let you know how that's going to work out.
All right.
If and when.
All right.
It does.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. I want to roll into, you know what?
What?
This week.
Is it what I'm thinking of?
You know what happened? Sunday night.
Who are you going to talk to about this?
I'm going to talk to right myself.
Now. All right.
And our listeners. And I'm gonna explain to them what I know.
Yeah.
And that's that The Walking Dead is the best show of all time ever on Earth. Ever of epic proportion. And Sunday night, the first episode for the new season did not disappoint. It came out of the box banging. It was
everything.
So much stuff got blown up. Carol gets my vote for badass of the century. I feel like all the other dumb... I think that it's awesome to see now the dynamic that they're not inside the prison anymore and that they've gotten over Taramis, that the fact that there's that sense of community, because they've been through a lot together. They've been through the Herschel's farm. They've been through the prison. They've been through Terminus. So it's like
cannibalism.
Yes. Cannibalism. They didn't actually, somebody posted on Twitter the other day and said, didn't they all eat the barbecue when they first got to Terminus? And they did not. And the reason they didn't is because Rick noticed one of the guys that was in the camp had on Herschel's pocket watch.
You don't say.
That Glenn had. And so Rick pulled out before they even had a chance to eat any people food. Rick pulled out his gun and was like, where did you get that watch? So they didn't eat.
They were having a whole backyard cookout with people in it?
Yes.
Wow.
It was just. And the people that were sitting around eating were very kind of just mummified. Because it would have to do something to you mentally to know that you're stuck inside of a camp where people eat humans.
Yeah.
And the torture process for them to kill these people is so inhumane. It's like they bust them in the back of the head with a baseball bat over a giant trough, which was horrifying to watch. And then they pull up their head and cut their throats.
Wow.
And then there was a scene where they're walking through and it was all just a bunch of skinned, dismembered human torsos.
Wow.
And that messed me up too. Sorry. I don't know where my water is.
I don't either.
But yeah. Damn. Walking Dead was the T. Then I feel like the next episode's probably going to be more about where Beth is. Beth is missing still. And that was another big thing that was trending on Twitter. Rick, too, has developed into just an all-around badass. Like, he's coming in, like, they're like, I don't know if he's coming back. And they're like, he'll be back. And then 2 seconds later, he rips open the door on the cable car and is like, to the fence, everybody go, blue team. And they, like, military their way out of there with all those walkers.
I heard a rap song recently where they made a reference to Grimes.
Really?
Yep.
Thanks for following along there.
I don't know any of these people or situations.
Well, I think I've you've heard me say this on the show before. I Googled.
Yes.
And Wikipedia'd, so I know more than I should.
Yes.
So I know that they're probably only going to be... we just found out that they're going to be filming in Atlanta for 2 more years,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
But then after that, they're going to have to go somewhere else.
Just because their contracts run out, or they need to...
No, because they're following the storyline. They're heading to D.C.
Okay.
Like, they talk about it in the show now. That's not a spoiler alert for anybody.
But are they still pretty much in Atlanta right now?
Or, yes.
Okay, so... I thought they'd been heading north for like 3 seasons
Mm-mm.
now.
They haven't. They found the prison.
Oh, they got sidetracked. That's right.
Well, they found the prison and they settled down there.
Yeah.
Because they
Because where else would you settle down?
And they, well, I mean, it made sense, though, because they had the fences around the perimeter so the walkers couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And then they were able to grow food and make a garden. And it's like, it just, that different cells, beds, it just made sense to me. Okay. I mean, it'd be kind of depressing, but it would be safe.
Okay.
So when they lost the prison, that was too much. Hold it down, Dave. Keep talking for a second. I'll be right back.
All right. Let me go through all the things I know about Walking Dead. Let's see here. I watched the first season. I know that a dude from Boondock Saints is in it, or was in it. I think he's probably dead by now. Guy got chained up on a roof. A lot of zombies. A lot of zombies.
A lot of zombies.
Hey, welcome back.
I'm like, a lot of zombies. The guy that was locked up on the roof, by the way, his name is Merle.
Is he still alive?
No, he's not.
Oh.
But he went out in a good... He was such a bad character the whole time. He went out in a very positive way. As positive as a redneck asshole like him could have went out.
So that was nice to see.
The way that he actually went out was...
Spoiler alert.
If you don't know this, then you're David Young, and you've been out of the loop too long. But he... drove a car that playing a lot of heavy rock music into the camp where the governor was. So that drew walkers in there. And then when they were trying to shut it off and get kill the walkers, he started popping them off one at a time, like the governor's men.
Oh, okay.
So he said that he couldn't join Rick and them and their goodness, I guess, but that, you know, he did that and then they killed him. And it's sad. That was one of the saddest. I think it's sad for me when you see people that you, characters that you recognize, whether you love them or hate them, and then they turn into a zombie. So you're like, oh, it's over.
I thought that you were going to go broad with that, like in any given series, and then they just turn into a zombie.
No.
Yeah.
Rick, like, Daryl's his brother, and When Merle changed, Daryl saw him, like, you know.
Because everybody hates the zombies. You could be good or you could be bad, but you're still not a zombie.
You can be good or you can be bad. You're still going to turn into a zombie when you die.
Yeah.
Life
thoughts.
So, on that note, this last couple of weeks, the Ebola virus has everybody in a tizzy.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Ebola scares?
I'm worried about my children, my pets, my girlfriend. I'm worried for all of them. I don't know. I got nothing else.
You don't have a girlfriend, children, or pets.
Oh yeah. So I'm feeling pretty all right.
You're an idiot.
What are your
thoughts? I'm personally tired of the other day. You'll get a kick out of this. The other day I was listening to gospel music when I was on my way to work.
Okay.
I praise you, Lord.
let's bring it back.
Come back jokes. And at the end of it, the whole message behind it was you have to find something little to be thankful for. And they were taking callers. And the first caller was like, I'm thankful for my wife and my kids or whatever. And then the next caller was like, I'm thankful for my health or whatever. And then the next girl that called was like, I just want to say that I am thankful with all these people walking around with Ebola that I don't have the Ebola virus. And we were all like, even the guy, the Christian that was running the radio show was like,
let's get this dumb bitch out of here.
Great.
That's good that you feel thankfulness.
With all this Ebola, bitch, has been like one Ebola breakout probably. They keep saying that there's an Ebola breakout all the time, but I mean, how many actual cases have they come up with?
I heard there was one in Texas that the CDC said was due to somebody screwing up. But that's really all I've heard about, although I haven't really followed it that closely.
They're getting ready to crack down at a bunch of different, like Hartsville, Jackson, LAX, LaGuardia are going to crack down on Ebola screenings from people that are coming back from Africa.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do some sort of screening to find out if the babies they get on the plane are going to cry the whole time I'm on my flight.
Say that again.
I said maybe they should do some sort of screening for these babies to find out if they're going to cry the whole time I'm on my flight.
Yeah, they should just not allow babies on flights.
How you going to get them there, Dave? What if you're moving to Italy and you got a baby?
Make a new one.
What'd you say?
Make a new one.
Make a new one. Just leave that one in this country.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work, Dave.
No, probably not.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of tired of hearing about Ebola. I think everybody thinks Ebola is like chicken pox.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it in the slightest.
It's the same thing as SARS and freaking Mac, or yeah, Mac Cow, I guess.
Yeah, it's only contagious if you come in contact, if you exchange bodily fluids with someone with it. So don't make out with someone with Ebola, don't have sex with someone with Ebola, and don't let them bleed on you or spit on you. Other than that, you're good.
I saw an article on Facebook the other day that said there was a girl that hooked up with a guy at a bar, and he came home with her and, like, was at her house for 3 days. I've seen it reposted on several different news things, so, I mean, it's got that much validity, I guess. But that she had sex with him for 3 days, and then he just disappeared, and she got tested, and she had AIDS.
Well, that probably happens all the time.
That probably happens all the time, and stop bringing somebody home from the bar and then wondering, like...
Having unprotected sex with strangers?
For 3 days.
For 3 days.
Y'all go together now? Y'all together? What's his last name? Did you look at a driver's license? How many kids?
Yeah.
Speaking of don't bleed or spit.
Yeah.
I just gross myself out.
I mean, I kind of try to avoid those things anyway, so I'm not worried about it.
Me too.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I just pulled up Facebook and somebody says it's reported that Gucci Mane is currently serving time in prison and has been diagnosed with Ebola.
That's probably the Onion or something like
that. It's definitely Onion.
Yeah.
Hustlers. It's so funny because... you know how it does the suggested groups for Atlanta? Like when you go on, when you go on Facebook, it'll say your suggested groups are Jews. I don't know what comes up on your page, dude.
Yeah, it's just Jews.
Just Jews. It's been coming up a lot of lesbian, like lesbians in love. Old Hillary Clinton is getting ready to run again, I think.
Okay. What year is it? 2014?
Yeah.
So she's got two more years before she can run again?
I thought election year was... No.
What? Yeah.
Is it two more years?
I thought it was multiples of four.
It
2004, is. 2008, 2012, 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently she's thinking about running for president.
Okay.
Are you going to vote for Hillary?
Not just on principle, but maybe. I'll look at what she's into.
Yeah, I have no clue. I just know I love her.
Yeah, I got nothing for or against her. I just have my head in the sand on politics.
I think when I was talking about lesbians, she just was the first thing that popped up. Her and old Bill have been doing a lot of, like, cookouts and campaigning and yuck-yucking with people.
Yeah.
Trying to toast them up. Her daughter, Chelsea, had a baby recently.
Oh, wow. Well, she must be, like, 30 years old now.
At least.
Yeah.
She may even be closer to mine.
Because Hillary's probably, like, 60-something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they should find a Latina woman and make her run for president.
Yeah, I'd support that.
You know, George Clooney has been setting himself up. People have been talking about that George Clooney possibly is trying to break into politics. And he's such a private guy, like the way they did their wedding. He's just like he's trying to be more personable. And
he seems like a Republican.
You think?
He seems like it.
I don't know. I feel like I definitely feel like he's Democrat.
He's an old white guy who's rich.
But he's also an old, rich, white guy that's extremely well-traveled and cultured.
That's true.
So
we could use some old, rich, white guys who aren't all for themselves and no one else.
Yeah. That's
That'd
true.
That'd be nice to see.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm sure he'd get a whole lot of votes just because he's George Clooney, regardless
I'd
of what
for
he's
him.
About.
I don't, if he's Republican, I'm Republican now, too.
Because then you see him on TV all the time.
His wife is beautimous.
Hmm.
Have you seen her?
No.
You don't align yourself with anything pop culture.
I do pop culture. I just don't do celebrities' lives and stuff. Because I really don't care about their personal lives. I don't want to know. And if I ever become a celebrity, I don't want people to care about my life. It's all about the work you do.
No, I want people to be concerned about my life.
Yeah.
And if me and Mr. Big end up together. That's all that matters to
me. If you're on again, off again relationship.
Jesus Christ.
Will they, won't they?
God, I can't.
Yeah.
I feel like, is there anything that we haven't covered?
Trying to remember. Football. There's been a lot going on. The Seahawks lost to the Cowboys recently.
I can't believe that happened.
That was crazy. The Patriots started to look like the old team. You need some coffee?
What happened? The Patriots are looking like an old team.
Well, they sucked for the first half of the season thus far, and then they started to kind of show some life. The Broncos, meanwhile, look good.
That's good.
They won again this week.
I'm just going to make out with my dog.
Okay.
Dave's talking about silly stuff, Jackson. We don't understand him.
Oh, I worked a show at Cobb Energy Center recently called Video Games Live that was really cool.
And what was that about?
That was a live orchestra plus three giant projector screens and a whole lot of connectivity interface stuff so that the live orchestra would play the themes to all these different classic video games like Street Fighter and Mario and Halo and stuff. And they would have these just kind of different event sort of things where there was a guy who came out of the crowd and took a poll and played some Foo Fighters song on Guitar Hero on Expert and got 97% of it.
What?
Yeah.
Nerd out.
I know. I mean,
I wish I would have known. Why didn't you call me?
I didn't know it was happening. That's what all of my friends have said. They wish they would have known and they would have gone because it was really cool. I didn't know it was going to be that cool either.
And it's called what?
Video Games Live.
Have you seen the... It's been on television. It's for DirecTV, like their Cliffs.com or something like that.
What
Cliffs
is it?
ClippsCon. It's a great big gaming convention.
Oh. No, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I know there's PAX. That's a gaming convention.
Mm-mm. What if we could make it out to the EA convention?
That would be amazing.
That'd be the best day of my life.
Yeah. Or E3, you mean? I think that's the one in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be so great.
Be like, it's like Vegas. Like, everybody goes their own way.
It'd be like a different kind of Dragon Con. Just nerd out.
Nerd out.
Yeah. The movie that we put on in the background but didn't really watch when we were drinking at your house on your birthday night was Edge of Tomorrow, which I don't think I've talked about yet on the air.
I don't even remember what movie.
Yeah, because we really weren't watching it. But it's a new Tom Cruise sci-fi movie where it's kind of like the movie Gladiator meets Groundhog Day with aliens, in that he's like a respected general who gets the rug pulled out from under him and just thrown in this terrible situation that he thinks he's above. And he goes to fight some aliens, and he's not good at fighting, so he dies. But something happens, so every time he dies, he restarts the same day. And he can remember what happened before he died, though, so he has to kind of keep improving and learning from what happened and try to find a way to beat these overwhelming odds that the aliens are going to destroy everyone. It's really cool.
I feel like that in my dating life. I feel like it's the same thing over and over, and I just try to get smarter. 17 years.
Try to defeat the aliens who are going to destroy the world.
17 years of aliens.
Yeah. That's a lot of aliens.
Man. Day after day of aliens.
Some good aliens, though.
Man, that's some good aliens. They can feel free to probe me anytime. I'm here all week. Is there any other alien puns that are sexual that I can throw in there?
I'm trying to blank. I can't think tonight. I'm just
out of it.
Yeah. Normally there's a third person here so I can zone out and then come back and still keep rolling with it. But I'm off it tonight.
Well, I'm a little off of it too. I don't know why.
I don't either.
I think because I spent 10 minutes of my life with my heart beating out of my chest looking for Jackson earlier today.
Yeah.
And went into full panic mode.
She's been crazy today.
Yeah. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But it's conditioning for the zombie apocalypse, you know what I'm saying? So I have to just think of it that way.
Yeah. You're going to have to do that more than once.
So next week, hopefully, we are going to be coming live from the Hookah Hideaway.
Yeah.
Downtown. So I've got to work that out and make sure that that's going to happen, but more than likely that's the case. And if that's the case, everybody that's within the sound of my voice in the Atlanta area, you guys need to come down to Hookah Hideaway, eat some good food, smoke some hookah, and listen to us shoot the breeze. And actually, if you come out to the shows, which I'm excited about doing again, then you guys as audience members will be able to jump in and be part of the show.
Yep.
So, I feel like that's everything that I needed to get in today.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
You want to give all of your goodbye information, Dave?
As short as it is, my goodbye information is just Instagram. It's Defiant, which is Defyent. And I've actually been kind of getting some more activity lately. I've been posting some old pictures from Spain and Thailand and stuff.
I know, I always click like.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I've got some new followers. So I'm like above 40 now.
Nice. I wonder if the show has anything to do with that.
I don't know. I hope so. Please follow me.
Everybody out there, go follow Dave.
Yeah, Defiant.
And after you're done following Dave, I am, I think, 3 people away from 1,700 right now.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, I've got like 6 times as many pictures as I do followers. But all the more reason to look at my pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can find me, comedian Reggie Jackson, on Instagram and Facebook, and our tabletop pages on Facebook. Please feel free to go post your favorite recipes, and maybe one of them will make a tweaked version into the cookbook.
Yeah.
How mad would Sally, our listener, be if she said, like, sweet pea ginger soup, and I was like, sweet pea ginger and apples, Reggie soup. No.
You know, it could be even a collaborative thing. We could make this cookbook the culmination of our recipes and Table Talk listeners'
and
recipes.
And Table Talk, you know, because as you're saying that, I'm like, churches do that all the time.
Yeah.
They'll come up with a cookbook from their church.
It's the community.
So if you're out there listening, go to
so we'll give you credit. We won't rip you off.
tabletalkradio@yahoo.com. Send us your recipes. We're going to start compiling them and getting this Table Talk cookbook recipe. Cookbook together. So, yeah. Send us your recipe and it may end up on page 6. You never know.
Yeah.
And until next week, when we'll be coming to you live from the Hookah Hideaway, I'm comedian Reggie Jackson and comedian David Young, Jackson. And we will see you guys next week.
All right.
It's Tuesday, time to talk and play. Reg and Dave, co-host I and Kay, talk our way, curse we may, laugh always, pull up a chair and stay. Table Talk, y'all.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.